Coach Golly joins us now in the postgame. 11-0, five-inning win for the Mustangs. Coach, let's start with Jordan Wilkin, a five-inning no-hitter, striking out four. Your thoughts on her effort tonight?
I thought she pitched really well. She got a little control issue there. I think second inning, she having trouble gripping the ball, but once she got that taken care of, she was able to get back in the strike zone, move the ball around, hit her spots really well. So,
pitching is one thing, hitting is another. My Wellzag Supply of Fonda player of the game went to your batting order, Coach. 1 through 9, everyone had at least one hit tonight. You got to love that.
Yeah, that's one. Our batting order this year has been very productive. Some games it'll be the top of the order, some games it'll be the bottom of the order, but they've been doing a great job just making contact, keep putting the ball in play, and finding ways to get on base, and that really helps us out with our speed to be able to do things once we can get them on base. So
it's one thing I think I enjoy most about watching Mustang softball is the speed and how you utilize it and how aggressive you are on the base paths all the time.
Yeah, we like to run. We got a lot of kids that can run, so that's something that we emphasize a lot, you know, in practice and stuff, and they carried over to the games of being aggressive, taking extra bags if we can, and those things. Sometimes it costs a little bit, and sometimes we get away with it. So,
well, I got a feeling the one time you maybe get thrown out, there's probably 50 other times you get that extra base, Coach. So I'd keep gambling if I were you, too. Hey, now, Friday night, Charter Oak Ute leads 10-0 in the seventh inning, so an opportunity to see this good ball club on their home diamond coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, we played them here at our tournament, and they got us 4-3. It was a great ball game. So looking forward to having another opportunity to play those guys again if they pull that out, and hopefully we'll come ready to play and can take care of business.
I'm sure you will, Coach. Good luck, and appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Chris.